CNBC.
Thanksgiving, everybody. 7 after the hour.
Put your seatbelts on. Here we go.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program on the air the day before Thanksgiving. We'll be celebrating. We'll be eating tomorrow. This program at this very moment will be live. 24 hours from now, whether you're in Tulsa or not. We'll be on the air. Richie will be here and Jennifer will be here.
I will. I guess I will.
Here? I thought you were going to be here tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be here.
Clay will be here. Let's see, who else? Oh, Roberta, some of you like Roberta, is not usually with us in this hour. So we have the full gang here celebrating Thanksgiving. Lots of fun tomorrow. Today's fun focuses on what is really the number one subject of discussion pretty much everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. The TSA and the new things that are coming out every day about this outrage. I refer to it as an outrage for lots of different reasons. Did you know the TSA can fine you $11,000 if you opt out? Did you know that?
What?
The TSA...
Opt out of what?
Opt out of the... If you start to go through the process and then you refuse and want to leave, they can fine you $11,000 for walking away.
Why?
For what reason?
Because the TSA says they have the legal authority to levy these penalties for individuals who choose not to complete the system.
What's the offense?
Well, the offense is that you have started something, and if you are a terrorist, then you opt out of it. They want to make sure that the terrorists pay. So you're fine for being a terrorist and not going through the process.
So
is
instead of arresting the terrorists, they just fine them.
Yes, right. Exactly. Pretty cool, huh?
You take $11,000 with you. Because if you decide at the last moment that you don't know what to blow yourself up with your 72 virgins, you could just pay $11,000, leave, come back, and do it again another day.
Right. Remember the story of John Tyner this
America
week?
Is a great country. Right. I do.
Went to the San Diego airport, refused to enter the body scanner.
Right.
He says, quote, if you touch my junk, I'll have you arrested.
Right.
The TSA official in charge at that moment said that he would have to pay $11,000 for walking away from the procedure. Tyner told ABC News that he has not had contact with the TSA since then. They told him they would send him a bill. How would they know where he lives? One would wonder, unless they kept... Yeah, who knows? They took.
I'm sure you know where he lived. Yeah, I mean,
how would they know where
he
lived?
He bought a plane ticket.
Huh?
He bought a plane ticket.
He has the plane ticket. They don't have his plane ticket.
Yeah, but they checked his ID. They had his name. They
so
matched
what?
It against the plane ticket.
But when they look at your name and your stuff, they don't make a record of that. They stamp the thing, and that's the end of it. There's no record of what, unless that little thing
sure
that they use to stamp it has a camera in it, and they're getting pictures of all of you.
I'm sure they have when they have an altercation with somebody, I'm sure they remembered their name. And then from there, it's just backtracking. Okay.
Government allows there's a $10,000 fine plus a $1,000 surcharge. Inflation.
For the fine, right?
Right. Mm. Okay, so here's the other one.
They'll call it a convenience fee.
Right, exactly. 800-510-8255. Here's some of the headlines today. You ready?
Ready.
Scientists challenge TSA on scanner radiation. The reports today are that the radiation, there are a couple of doctors who are happy to go on the record and tell you. And by the way, there are concerns now with some of the TSA unions. I guess there are unions someplace and someplace there aren't. There was a TSA agent on earlier, and I think he said there wasn't an agent where he was, a union where he was, right? I don't think there's a union. Anyway,
right.
TSA agents are getting concerned because many of them have to go through these screening devices 4 or 5 times a day. So if you believe what you hear from those who say that these things, the FDA says they're safe. Okay, so if you believe the real story, that they aren't, and many doctors who are credible say these things are just an invitation for skin cancer if you go through them more than 20 times a year. Well, the flight attendants now, yesterday, they have the same exemption as pilots do, so they don't have to go through it anymore. So the TSA says, hey, why do we have to go through it? And I suppose that's a good question, right? 800-510-8255. Okay, let's see here. Ron Paul says, cut out this Soviet-style nonsense. Big Sis Napolitano has been sued for degrading searches. Let's see here. One of the states has said to the TSA, stop breaking the law, end virtual strip searches. Let's see here. We got all these horror stories. The lines today at the airport, that's what I want to get. See if we can go online. Michael or Clay, go online. I haven't really gone that far yet. See what we can find out about delays. Find the local newspapers or television station, like in Boston, New York, St. Louis, Chicago, Omaha, Los Angeles, wherever you want to go, and see what the lines look like today, because today is the heaviest travel day. See if they are out the door and around. I always use the best example is Terminal 1 at LAX. There's always a line at Terminal 1. I don't know why. It's where USA Air and Southwest, there always is a line there.
Always.
Always. There's always, I don't know why, because Terminal 2, Terminal 3, 4, 5, 6, there's never the lines. I mean, I get on the Terminal 4 because that's where American is. And, you know, once in a while there's
a line. Did you just answer your own question? What airline is in Terminal 1?
Southwest and US Air.
Mm-hmm.
But Southwest doesn't care anymore. Well, that's not true. The number one airport, number one airline traffic-wise at LAX, I believe, it's a toss-up between United and Southwest. But the lines have United has built up there, and now, according to American, they want to build up their LAX base as well. As you can go to all kinds of places, interesting on either of the coasts, how you can sort of start a hub. United has a strong presence in both San Francisco and Los Angeles.
Oh, man, why
Southwest
did I ask this question?
Is all over the Southwest. Hello, that's where they're strong. Well, they're all over the country, but strong there. What's the question, Richie?
I said, why did I ask this question? Now you're going to go through everything.
Here's what I want people to think about. Here's what I have found to be the most interesting story in the last 24 hours. The TSA using the gloves over and over and over and over again. The latex gloves, you watch them when they put them on. And
yeah,
them,
snap,
right?
Snap.
Yeah.
Nasty.
We don't even do this in the barn. We use these same latex gloves and change them for every cow. So if we change them for every cow...
You're cleaner than the TSA.
How come the TSA doesn't change them for every pat-down? What, they don't have the money in the budget? They can spend $83 million to buy these damn x-ray machines. They can't buy a box of latex gloves? Does the TSA change latex gloves after every sexual assault? Some guy put on a blog.
I actually read through the article last night about what you can wear through there, and I really am outraged that they're telling me what kind of bra I can wear when I travel.
I want to see that. You and I have to travel together. That may be the only way I ever get to look at what's going
on. The girls in their natural state.
Exactly, right. 800. Actually, we did that once. Where were we coming back from?
Fun.
You and I went someplace. Where
San
were we
Francisco.
Going? Oh, that's it. Okay. I left my heart there.
Aww.
800-510-8255. Okay. So we got the gloves. We got the pat-downs. Got the x-rays. Got the fines. I got Pistoli, who's a former FBI guy. That's why he's great for this. That's why he's got those beady eyes. Because he's an FBI guy. And but the problem with FBI guys and others who come through those systems, they're not great administrators, and they're not really good at dealing with the public, as you may have noticed in his appearances before various news cameras the past week or so. He's not exact. It's like, you do it our way or we're going to shoot you. That's pretty much it.
Mm-hmm.
Take it or leave it. We're not changing. And that's the kind of brazen thinking that goes on at the FBI. And the brazenness has moved over now to the TSA. So we're getting all infected and inculcated with these people who have that FBI mentality. He brought a bunch of the FBI guys with him to run the TSA. So everybody's guilty. Everybody's a crook. Right? That's the way the FBI looks at everybody. You're always a suspect.
Mm-hmm.
You're suspicious. Right? A person of interest. So 800-510-8255. Take some of your calls on this in a few moments. You need money for Thanksgiving or post-Thanksgiving shopping? You need some dough.
Why not?
If you don't have $500, you don't have $1,000, I have a suggestion for you. Money Mutual, the trusted source of over 60 lenders. They can get you up to $1,000 in the next 24 hours, $1,000 in 24 hours. Go to Montel Money Mutual. That's the important thing. You got to put that in. If you Googled it, you probably come up with Montel Money Mutual, but why not write it down now or remember? It's easy to remember. Montel Mutual. There, I did it again because I'm thinking that's the way to go. Montel Money Mutual. Got it, Richie? MontelMoneyMutual.com. Quick, easy. 18 or older, you have to be an earner, what, $800 a month, I think is the number? If you're making $800 a month, you qualify. If you're 18, forget about the overdraft charges and the bounce checks and the late fees. If you're short of cash, this is short-term cash. When you need the money fast this weekend, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 800-532-CASH. That's 800-532-2274. Stay tuned. Montel joins us in a few moments with some thoughts here on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Do mimes make even less sense when you can't see them?
The mime is stuck inside a giant invisible box. Now he's drawing an imaginary door. And now he's opening his imaginary door. And the imaginary door just shut on his fingers. Now he's doing an imaginary cry.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Don't wait until Friday. Come into Office Depot today and get Black Wednesday deals on the must-have tech gifts this holiday season. Hurry in today for an Epson Stylus Color All-in-One printer, copier, scanner, and fax for just $29.99. Office Depot. Our holiday prices won't be beat. Guaranteed. Visit OfficeDepot.com for hot holiday deals. Offer valid through 11/27/10. If you find a lower price at any other store on an identical in-stock item, we will match it. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Stop harmful spam and virus intrusions.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is an integrated hardware and software solution that processes and filters out bad email before it enters your network. With no per-user fees and automatic updates, the Barracuda Spam and Virus Firewall is the most cost-effective solution for protecting your network from email-borne threats. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Calls coming up on the federal feel up. It's going on 21 after the hour.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
After my second heart attack, I knew I needed more help than I had. That's when Extendabite came into my life. Made from garlic, cayenne, and five other herbs, I started to feel better in a very short time. My name's Don Wiskin, and I'm here because of Extendabite.
Extendabite gave me more energy than I've had in years. I am the only one in my house right now that's not sick from colds or flus. And I owe that all to Extendabite. My name is Rick, and I'm healthy because of Extendabite. To get your Extendabite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit the website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendabite.
The Ad Council.
King of the world, we wouldn't have all of these problems, but then the conversations that we'd have on the air would be dull and bland, right? Boring.
Although I do. So you think if you were king of the world that everybody would agree with the way that you run the world?
Of course, Richie. Yeah. Either that or off with their heads.
Rules. We'd have some rules around here.
All right, Doug, come on here. Let's hear it.
Ricky Nelson.
I'm a traveling man, made a lot of stops all over the world, and in every port I own a heart, at least one lovely girl,
a local girl.
I've a pretty señorita,
pretty señorita, Jennifer's waiting for me.
I'm waiting for you.
All right, so that sounds icky to most people. So we weren't. We just teased back and forth. There's nothing going on, folks. No hanky panky here. I've turned over a new leaf in my life,
there's
and I won't allow anybody who's involved in the
father
on the
owns
radio.
A gun.
Yeah. After the damage was done, is that what you said?
Besides the leaf, yeah, the father owns a gun, right?
Right. 800-510-8255. We're talking about the TSA traveling, the various pieces of the pie here, the TSA and all the folks they have going before them. You're paying for all this, by the way. You know that, right? Cameron is in North Pole, Alaska. Calling good day. Hello, Cameron.
Yes, sir. How you doing? I'm enjoying your show.
Thank you.
I'll make it quick real fast.
Sure.
Just want to recognize these guys who are out there doing all this. And we all know what it's like to have bad decisions made above our head and above our so-called pay grade. And sometimes you can't just walk away from your job, but I just want to recognize these guys. You know, they're doing what they have to do, but I can't imagine that there's none of them who don't agree with this. So for all those guys.
I don't know what that means. There's none who don't agree. That's a double negative. What does that mean? You think they all agree or you think none of them agree?
I'm sure there's some that don't. And that's what I'm saying. I'm sure that there's those who don't necessarily want to be doing this.
Right.
And who would like to change it. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I'm sure you're
probably
right.
Would.
Yeah. Right.
If they
it's always
chance,
it doesn't mean just because you work with the TSA you agree with everything they do any more than people who work for me. They don't agree with everything that I do.
And really?
Normal thing.
Right.
All right, sir. Thank you. 800-510-8255. Ray in Mount Vernon, Ohio. Are you a traveler, Ray?
Yes, sir, I have been, yes, in the past, not now.
Well, what's your view on all of this?
I agree with you 100%. I think it's a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah.
How about doing this? Let's take a few people in our Congress, such as Nancy Pelosi, Dianne Feinstein, Barbara Boxer, Hillary Clinton. If they go through the X-ray machine, I might consider going through it.
Really? All right. Well, they were all Democrats. How about a few Republicans? You want a few Republicans to go through with
remember,
them?
I mean...
Absolutely. How about starting with John Kasich? He's a governor here.
New governor is going to be in Ohio. Yeah, what did you say, Richie?
Well, Kasich would have to go through the screener because he does not have a security detail.
Right.
If he does have... Pelosi would not have to go through. Reid, Boehner would not have to go through because they have security details. Yeah. If politicians have their own security detail, they do not have to go through the screening process.
There you go. All right, sir. Thanks. Greta is in Lake City, Florida, calling. Good day. Hello.
Good morning, sir. Happy Thanksgiving
and
coming
to you
up.
As well. Thank you for those wonderful, warm wishes. I know you mean it, and we mean it right back at you.
Yes, sir. I'm a retired X-ray technician, and I've never heard on any of the shows about women refusing to go through the scanner because they could possibly be pregnant. Most women don't know they're pregnant for at least a month after.
Yeah.
The Rankins can have an effect on the developing embryo.
Right.
So if you go into a hospital or for a routine X-ray, you see on the wall plastered signs, if you're pregnant, let someone know.
Wow, that's a good
point.
Thank you for making it. Yeah, if you're pregnant or you think you're pregnant, you ought to opt out. That's probably extraordinarily sage advice. Montel Williams now here with us on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams, and this is your Living Well Pop Quiz. What's 17 plus 16 minus 3 times 2? In a minute, we'll reveal the answer, but first, a few tips to help keep your mind healthy and active. Research has shown that just as we are likely to lose muscle mass with age, our brains can shrink too. The good news is we can do something about it. Math problems, crossword puzzles, and word games are a great way to engage parts of the brain that you don't normally use. The same goes for learning a foreign language or using your non-dominant hand to complete an everyday activity. When you put yourself in these unfamiliar situations, the brain has to work extra hard, and that's a good thing, because the added stimulation creates new connections between the brain cells, and the more connections you create, the more brain power you'll have. So, go back to my original question. What's 17 plus 16 minus 3 times 2? It's 60. In this case, seconds. The time it takes you to change your life and start living well today. I'm Montel Williams. This has been your Living Well Moment. Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Are you facing an unexpected car repair bill, a medical emergency, or you just need cash until payday? Well, you may not have that money today, but you can have it in about 24 hours. Go to MontelMoneyMutual.com and get up to $1,000 cash in your checking account by tomorrow. Just be 18 or older and have a regular income of at least $800 a month. So forget about overdraft charges, bounce checks, and late fees. For short-term cash when you need it fast, go to MontelMoneyMutual.com or call 1-800-532-CASH.
Have a better day. Build your better breakfast at Subway.
A big day deserves a better breakfast. Right now, get a 16-ounce cup of Seattle's best coffee and any egg muffin melt for just $2.50. Like the taste-terrific Western egg white and cheese made just how you want it. The Subway $2.50 breakfast combo.
Build your better breakfast at Subway.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Pure water. What could be better than the gift of health for your loved ones? And who better to help you give the gift this holiday season than BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com? If those on your gift list are drinking or bathing in unfiltered city or well water, chances are that water is contaminated with rust, bacteria, chlorine, and fluoride. For just pennies a day, Berkey Water Filters remove dangerous contaminants from both well and city water, is powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, and is great for camping and emergencies. Right now, GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filters filter systems and free shipping on orders over $50. Purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or the new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Give the gift of health at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com today.
If you're not satisfied with how your skin is aging and want a healthy, youthful glow with immediate results, get a facelift from the inside out with Vizuri. Like a mini facelift, only without needles or surgery, Vizuri is a revolutionary youth rejuvenation skincare system that's proven to work for your money back. Vizuri is all natural and chemical and preservative free. It helps reverse damage to complexions as a result of aging, stress, lifestyle, and pollution. Vizuri reduces skin pore size, firms, lifts, and tightens, leaving you with soft, silky, shiny skin and looking years younger. You may have seen Vizuri reviewed by CBS TV News. Now see how Vizuri is helping men and women get a fountain of youth facelift at avatarfacial.com and click on CBS TV News to see video of the amazing Vizuri skincare system. Call 888-203-5278. That's 888-203-5278 or go to avatarfacial.com, spelled A-V-A-T-A-R facial.com, and click on CBS TV News. Vizuri, the fountain of youth facelift.
Looking for the ultimate superfood? One that will give you lasting energy, improve your sense of well-being, and help you build lean muscle? One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder on the market. Virtually all other whey protein powders on the market are heated. This damages 15% or more of the proteins, making them unusable to the body. Fresh raw whey has been used for hundreds of years to alleviate many health problems. The life-giving properties in raw whey are now available in One World Whey. Whether you want to build immunity, strength, endurance, muscle, slow down aging, or just feel a lot better, One World Whey may be the perfect food for you. One World Whey is also an ideal emergency preparedness food. Simply mix with water and you'll have a delicious, life-giving protein food in vanilla, chocolate, or strawberry. For your free report on the benefits of unheated whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com.
Made simple.
Yesterday's news. November 24th, 1947. Hollywood issues pink slips to those who see red.
10 movie writers and directors were laid off without pay after being declared in contempt of Congress for refusing to tell the Un-American Activities Committee whether they are communists or no.
The Hollywood 10, as they were known, were sentenced to up to 1 year in jail for refusing to answer questions regarding their political beliefs. As a result, they were fired, while others suspected of communist beliefs were blacklisted.
President Eric Johnston of the Motion Picture Association said the movie companies agreed not to employ any communist knowingly in the future. Any they find already on the lots, they'll fire offhand.
Hundreds of movie makers lost jobs while some continued to work under aliases. One of the ten, screenwriter Dalton Trumbo, won an Oscar for The Brave One under the pseudonym Robert Rich. Blacklisting of suspected communists lasted until the mid-60s. And that's yesterday's news for November 24th.
Attempting to get myself. This is, you know, it used to be when you wanted to be on television that you had to go into a studio, you had to put on makeup, you had to do all of that stuff.
Right. Now you still should, but we just do it our own way.
How about that? We are now, as of this very moment, I just clicked myself on from the studio on the farm.
Next couple of weeks.
All right, Clay, you all set? You got all of the things. I'm in high def. Ooh. I should actually look at this for a while. Just to see what people are seeing. I have on my... This is actually the... I should tell stories about all the shirts that I'm wearing, because every day I wear a different shirt. Not the same ever. You will never see me in the same shirt twice. So this shirt...
Or robe.
Or robe. You won't see me in the same thing in anything twice. This is a shirt that my father wore. My father bought this shirt. I haven't the slightest idea how long ago, but it was my father's was his favorite shirt. To wit, I'm going to turn around and you will see how much my father wore this shirt. You see that big rip in the back of it?
Hold on a minute.
Watching that?
I'm not. You know, I'm not sure you're on yet. Hold on.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yes, yeah, since you just turned your camera on, now we're putting you on the website.
Okay, so
yeah,
then
you're on now.
I'm on now. All right, so I've told the story. Should I tell it again? And then we get back to our TSA story. All right, so you can go to DougStephan.com or it's GoodDayShow.com and watch the video now. As thousands of people have started to do that, it's kind of fun to know that people are watching and see what's going on in the studio. There's sort of a virtual look around. You can see behind me here one of the pictures from one of the launches Cape Canaveral. Then you can see my Yoda sign over there. I have a bunch of Yoda posters, actually, on the door over there. Richie, behind that door, some of the greatest artifacts of my broadcasting career.
I know.
Including
I love that
cartridge
closet.
Machines.
Yeah.
Old
co-hosts. Oh, yeah.
That's where we go to retire, is in Doug's closet.
Okay, so now I'm turning around again, and you will see, this is my father's shirt.
The blue and red.
It's a blue, blue,
large
red,
blue
green.
Squares with red kind of checks.
Now, and you will see in the back, this shirt has been worn so much that it wore through, and there's a rip in the back of it. See it? Right there.
So why?
How many shirts do you have, Dougster?
Why don't you?
Hundreds.
Let me see the rip again.
The rip, okay. Why don't I fix it? Is that the question? Why don't I?
Yeah, well, why don't you just throw it away?
Throw it away?
Because it's your dad's shirt.
It's my father's shirt, and plus the fact that when I'm on camera like this, who's going to see the back unless I point it out?
You're showing people.
Well, I was showing people because I was making a point.
Thank God you're just showing us your pants. Hey, have you seen this hole in my crotch? Anybody want to see it? Look.
I'm suing the TSA because some guy with a used glove had his way in patting me down. All right, so anyway, the airport. We're talking, if you're just joining us, about the TSA thing, how many people are traveling. Our poll today focuses on the fun that you hope to have over the next couple of days. Businesses are closed today, closed tomorrow, closed Friday. You can't find anybody to do business with unless you're going to go retailing. I'm going to suggest to you that today is going to be almost as busy a day retail-wise as Friday will be. And the spread over the weekend is sort of a good thing. If in your reality, if having business be the portender of a good Christmas, then my feeling is it's going to be a good Christmas. If all you're concerned about, if you're a retailer, a small retailer, and you depend on many people, the reason it's called Black Friday is because many people who own retail establishments, whether they're big or small, don't make any money. There is no profit in their business until the day after Thanksgiving. That's when they break even for the whole year, and whatever happens in the month of December is what they make in terms of profit for the year. It takes them until Friday, and this is a bold, broad overgeneralization, but in reality, it's kind of like paying your taxes. You know, they tell you 1st of May, 4th of May, you've worked the first 4 months plus to pay your taxes.
Right.
And with many people, it's through the whole month of May, maybe half the year even to pay all your taxes by the time you're done. So this is a measurement of success. And most of the indicators are actually quite good. Stock market off a little bit this week, mostly because the airline stocks are off, because people think the airlines are going to have an unbelievable headache trying to put up with the opt-out crowd. You'll notice the airlines have really said nothing. They haven't really, you haven't heard anything from American, United, Delta, Southwest. They're just keeping their mouth shut, which is probably smart. Let the TSA be the bad guys. You'll maybe have your plane held for you, which isn't the usual. If there's a schedule, these guys, I want to get out of here. If the flight says we leave at noontime, we're gone at noon. Three people running down the corridor to catch the plane, forget about it. Most airlines push the plane back because they value that more than having satisfied customers.
Right.
However, that whatever kind of thinking that is, anyway. So TSA,
you've got to keep it on schedule. I mean, you
can get off by 3 or 4 minutes. Well, you can make that up in the air, usually, if not more than that. You can make it up in the air. And the thing that also drives me nuts is why it is during the It started during Clinton's presidency. On the Thanksgiving, from Thanksgiving until the end of the year when there was lots of travel.
They open up the air lanes.
Guys, they open up the air lanes so that instead of flying, here's the thing about this. We're trying to be environmentally conscious. So the shortest distance between two points is a straight line. Duh. And if we had the new, we've paid for this three or four times, but the money gets raided. The airline trust fund or the airport trust fund, I think it's called the airport trust fund, which is supposed to, in any number of ways, help improve traveling for the folks who fly. And included in that has been the past 10, 12, 14 years, the attempt to get new radar, new systems, so that instead of flying the way they do now, over airports, you notice that the skip across the country is always over an airport, always over where the air traffic control system is. So if I'm flying to Los Angeles from Boston, I don't go direct across the country, 2,684 miles. We go up to Manchester, over to Toronto.
Take a left.
Over to Detroit, over Chicago, over Denver, over Salt Lake, over Las Vegas to get to L.A. That's like 40 minutes longer than you would have to normally do if you just went in a straight line. And the same thing is true on the East Coast. Get on a plane in Jacksonville, let's say, or Palm Beach, and you want to go to Boston or New York. Well, Boston's a better example because they follow the contour of the coast. They don't go out over the ocean and fly straight to Boston. They follow the airports that are along the coast. And where it becomes most dramatic is when you get to New York, the pilot says, look down there, there's New York. What the hell are we flying over New York for? It's 200 miles out of the way. You fly over the ocean to get to Boston. What are you flying over New York for? And it's all part of this stupid military, we got to have the air corridors, because the straight lines are all reserved for the military, and the crooked lines are where most of the traffic is. Does that make any sense to anybody at all?
Well, it's so comfortable to fly now. Why not take a few hours?
Yeah, see the sights.
I wonder if anybody's ever done a study on how much fuel that weighs.
Exactly. That's the point.
Maybe it's to protect us if a plane gets
It's to protect us. That's what I know. There's Clay buying into it.
No, like if a plane gets hijacked, that way the military can fly.
Crash it into something.
Right, yeah. That's good thinking, Clay. Mike's in Marriott Island. Where is that?
Merritt Island.
Okay.
Next to Cape Canaveral area.
Yes, Merritt Island is WMEL land. Yes, sir. You're on the air. Hi. Happy Thanksgiving.
Yes, hi. Good morning. Happy Thanksgiving to all of us.
Yes.
I want to talk to you about freedom. Freedom is really priceless.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever they do is just nonsense. They spend money left and right. If you remember the incident that years ago happened, it was 19 of 21 of those people who attacked New York was from Saudi Arabia.
Yeah, where are you from originally, sir?
Excuse me?
Where are you from originally?
I'm from Iran.
All right, so how do they handle this? Do you even know how long it's been since you've been in Iran? How do they handle this kind of stuff in Iran?
Well, they like American, and they didn't like what happened here.
No, I'm talking about at the airport. Let's say you go to Tehran International Airport, or whatever they call the airport in Tehran. What do you have to do in order to get onto a plane? What sort of process do you go through? You have your ticket in your hand, you get out of your car or whatever, you go into the airport. What happens then?
It's much easier than here.
Is it?
It's less aggravating than here.
I suppose they're not too worried about terrorists over in Tehran, though, are they?
They are. Here, they take you out. They search you. It's just a big hassle.
Mm-hmm.
What I mean, we have to be example outside United States. We have to do things right overseas.
Oh, how do you define doing things right? What's the right way to do this, in your opinion?
Well, all of this going on, the torturing, the killing, and all of this nonsense, we have to educate people overseas and not wasting money going to war and all of this.
So in general, you don't like our foreign policy. I don't say that I blame you much. I don't like it either. Thanks for the call, sir. Happy Thanksgiving. Could have probed a lot more with him. I'd had a I like to talk to people who are not Native Americans about their experiences.
I wonder if there's a...
I'm not a Native American.
Thanksgiving.
Would you like to interview me about my experiences?
You know, Rich, I'd love to, but we're almost out. We've got to get to Dr. Ken. I just want to acknowledge that the Federal Aviation Administration has an flight delay information air traffic control system website. And I want you all to know the government says at every single airport in the country, I clicked on all of them, there isn't one that has more than a 15-minute delay.
Well,
not one.
The latest is 6:45 on the East Coast, so
yeah, right.
Still early.
No, that's not the point.
Give it time,
Are
Dougie.
Are you going to believe
what the government says?
There must be some kind of an independent measurement of all of this instead of report. You click on all of them, they all say the same thing.
Those
generally,
days.
Arrival departure delays are 15 minutes or less. What good is that? You know it's not true.
Attention, web administrators. Please place a 15-minute hold on all webs.
Right,
yeah, please, come on now.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus up next here on Good Day.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that, too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct.
I can't believe that.
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Everyone knows you make better choices when you can try things out first. And choosing a university shouldn't be any different. At Kaplan University, we're introducing the Kaplan Commitment, a new way to experience classes with no tuition obligation. During our introductory period, you can decide if we're right for you. If not, you only pay the application fee. That's it. We want to help you make educated decisions about your education. Learn more at kaplan.edu/talent or call 866-721-5955.
The Doug Steffen Good Day program with Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. Man to man, woman to woman, man to woman. He's got the medical info. There's interesting and important news for those of you who are on Darvon or Darvocet. Been a drug that's been used for a long time. Stay tuned. We'll have you informed and maybe upset. We'll find out in a second. First, though, I don't want to upset you. I want to make you feel better. Actually, feeling better and being better are not always the same thing. When you take Sustanex, however, they are. Right, Ken? Would you agree with that overall? That's sort of a positioning paper. When you are taking Sustanex, you will be well and you will feel well. At least that's my experience.
Absolutely. The healthy bacteria, the probiotics in Sustanex, have added benefits that you don't expect. You know, you expect it to help you protect yourself against all these viruses that are out there, keep yourself healthy, but it also helps the digestive system. If you're suffering from any digestive systems problems, you need these healthy bacteria to make all these systems and problems go away.
One of the stories today has to do with children visiting the ER and the impact of cold medicines. You don't have to give your children cold medicines if you've got them on Sustanex. They'll be healthy. They'll fight themselves. They'll be defended against flu, cold, that kind of stuff. Probiotics, the kind of probiotics in Sustanex, are what your entire family need to boost their immune system against cold and flu viruses and other things as well. Go online to gooddayshow.com. See the Try Sustanex box there. Click onto it. Get a $5 off coupon. Go to the stores where Sustanex is sold, which includes any of the big box stores, the Target, the CVS, the Walgreens. Sustanex, ask for it by name. All right, so what about the ER visits? Cold medicines are not good, apparently, as if I'm reading between the lines right here.
Well, this is out of the medical journal Pediatrics this morning, Doug, that removing cough and cold medicines for the very young children from store shelves has led to a big decline in emergency room visits for bad reactions to these drugs.
How about them apples, folks? Darvon, Darvocet, look out.
Yes, again, the FDA looking pretty pretty puny on this one. This is a drug that's been out since the 1950s, propoxyphin. It's called Darvon, or you add Tylenol to it. It's called Darvocet. I don't use this very much. It's not that great a drug, but it's used for pain. It's been used for many years. And the problem is that it can cause arrhythmias, irregular heartbeats. The FDA removed it. Europe did it 6 years ago. Why they waited so long, who knows?
Why? Because they're the FDA. That's why. They know all, see all, smell all.
Don't stop it immediately. Talk to your doctors. You need to be tapered off of it.
As gardeners, we can all relate.
What do you do with all of the excess food that you grow?
Freezing or canning may have been the process you've used, but the good folks at Excalibur Dehydrator have a healthy alternative to preserve the fruits of your labor. The Excalibur Dehydrator will help you preserve your fruits and vegetables quickly and easily, so you don't have to worry about premature spoiling. You can also use your Excalibur Dehydrator year-round to make delicious jerky. And the best part? The foods you dehydrate are free from excess additives, salt, and preservatives. And that's something we can all do without. To learn more and to order your very own Excalibur Dehydrator, visit drying123.com and see how the Excalibur Dehydrator can help you preserve your favorite foods.
Mention coupon code GCN and receive a free book on how to preserve your foods.
Again, that's drying123.com, drying123.com, or call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254 today.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Sorry, 53 after the hour. We will be here with you tomorrow morning and be Friday morning with you as the usual bill of fare will present itself. Happy Thanksgiving. Our poll today at gooddayshow.com. What are you most looking forward to this Thanksgiving weekend? A, eating. B, hanging with your family. C, watching football. D, shopping. Or E, stuffing the turkey with Dick Cheney. Let us know your thoughts as you check your email. Technology abounds. Better living with Doug and Alex Goldfain, who is our technology tailor. Do you have to spend extra money on a high-end Android phone to enjoy a similar experience to the iPhone? What do you think? Is something you think it's expensive or not? Who would opt on the end of it being expensive? Richie? Expensive or not?
You can get cheaper. Is it expensive? Yes.
All right. Well, let's find out if Alex agrees with you in just a moment here on Good Day.
Could switching to GEICO really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Does a rolling stone gather no moss? No moss. You're going to have to trust me on this one.
Switch to GEICO now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
There's an interesting problem emerging in the smartphone space around the many, many smartphones that are being released which run on the Android operating system. Android phones are the iPhone's main competitor. Thing is, there's an Android phone available from every wireless carrier in the U.S. now, and most have multiple options. High-end phones, mid-level, and entry-level Android phones. This makes life for application developers very complicated. CNET tells the story of the developer of the wildly popular Angry Birds video game. The maker, Rovio Mobile, has started work on a new, lighter version of its game for entry-level Android phones. That's because Angry Birds has a hard time running on the entry-level Android devices. Now, think about the variables. Screen size, screen resolution, processor speed, available memory. Not easy if you're trying to make software. Of course, with the iPhone, there's the iPhone 4. And that's it. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
The Thanksgiving holiday weekend, are you driving? Motorists are getting ready to go over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house or wherever they, however they get to Grandma's house. This is a big holiday weekend, I have to tell you that. How much will it cost you this weekend to get your gas tank filled? This is an important perspective on those who are not flying, and so if you want the info, here's Kendra Wright.
The number of Americans clogging the roads this Thanksgiving weekend will swell by about 11.5%, according to the AAA Auto Club. But what will they be paying to fill their gas tanks? John Felmy is the chief economist for the American Petroleum Institute, or API. He reports strengthening demand and rising prices for oil are sending prices at the pump higher.
Petroleum product deliveries surged in September, and since late September, gasoline prices have increased about 20 cents per gallon.
Felmy says the bright side is that it also signals a surge in the economy.
A 9.4% increase from last September in diesel demand shows more goods are being purchased and shipped. The recovering economy is a good thing, but developing affordable energy supplies is important to continue this growth. And maintaining ample supplies will depend largely on the federal government's energy policy.
For more information, log on to api.org. That's Newsbreak from API.
This holiday season, find your magic at Macy's. Now through December 24th, bring your stamped letter addressed to Santa at the North Pole to Macy's and drop it in our special Believe letter boxes. For each letter received, Macy's will donate $1 to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, up to $1 million. Believe in the power to change a child's life. Visit Macy's.com/believe to learn more. And together, we'll collect a million reasons to believe. That's the magic of Macy's.
Yes, Rich. Oh, would you like me to? You would like me to have my way with the audience?
I would, as a matter of fact.
You would. All right. You mean like the TSA has their way with people going through the airport, that sort of thing?
No, I want you to be gentle.
Put on. I don't need to put on gloves for this, right?
No. And if you
have to pat anybody down,
no bare hands.
No, no pad downs. I keep looking at these pictures that people keep sending me of naked bodies going through the screening device.
Oh, good. You got that?
Yeah. Thanks, Jennifer. It's really sweet. Thanks. Your father, though, needs to lose a little weight. At 59 past the hour on Good Day.